Moderate traffic downtown through Montgomery on I-65 and 85. We know of no accidents to tell you about at this time. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC by Lou Choir for details. ACbyLouChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License number 84417.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today activating the National Defense Production Act to get vital medical supplies out to areas battling the coronavirus outbreak.
We need certain equipment that the states are unable to get by themselves. So we're invoking it to use the powers of the federal government to help the states get things that they need, like the masks, like the ventilators.
More than 200 Americans have died from the virus, with over 16,000 confirmed cases in the country. The FDA says it won't take action against companies who start making hand sanitizer and will allow pharmacists to compound alcohol-based medical-grade sanitizing products without a prescription.
The goal is to increase supply both to hospitals and consumers as quickly as possible. The FDA also says it's aware private individuals are making sanitizer products on their own, but they can't verify the methods or safety of those.
Fox's Evan Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
It's March 20th, the greatest day ever. On the 20th of March, 1854, the Republican Party was formed. This grand old party was created on the ideals of small government, personal responsibility, and the thrill of melting snowflakes till they go crawling back to their safe spaces to color in a rainbow because of a microaggression. Have a great March 20th, the greatest day ever.
I thought that fit.
Greg is smart.
You are right. The man who is remaking the Republican Party. And by the way, I just came across a great article. I'm going to put it on Facebook. Because California, which voted big for Bernie Sanders, is now experiencing exactly what that man represents. Long lines, bartering for your needs. And this is almost an amazing lesson from God. You know, all of this crap always sounds good on paper. That's why people keep trying again. How's it working out for most of the people in Venezuela? Bernie's a millionaire. Yeah. It's for you. Socialism is never for the socialist. It's for you, chump. And why mindless people go out and vote for that, honest to God, that's one of the great mysteries in life. And I know a little bit about those. I think I lost my seat on the Brant McDonald exchange today, but he's here, Mr. Right on the Money. Hi, Brant.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, no, don't worry about it, man. Don't sweat it. We still got a place for you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I was kind of optimistic. It wasn't too bad early on. But I guess we still got some ups and downs to go through before things settle in.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it is, here we are on a Friday, you know, and we know that all these tests are going to be taking place. Portfolio managers and people who really manage money, they just don't want to go through a weekend for fear of all the potential headlines that could hit us in a 48-hour period.
Yeah.
And then you come in on Monday and you just don't know. So that's not surprising to me. I think also the kind of the shutdown in New York State where they ordered everyone to stay home and so on and so forth. That's kind of adding a little bit to the momentum. So, yeah, you know, it's like we were talking yesterday and really all week that next week is going to be filled with ups and downs. It's unfortunate, but I think that's the case. And my hope is that we're going to start to see all these positive cases getting reported. But we know they're out there, so let's go ahead and get them documented through testing so that we can at least track it. That's the biggest fear in this, and that's what's causing so much hysteria, is because we just don't have accurate data, you know, on how bad this is or how fast it's spreading. So if we can get that in place, I think we can start to monitor it, see when we hit that plateau, you know, and then as it, what you really want to see when you kind of know it's over, in my mind, is when the number of cases of people who have overcome it are growing faster than the number of cases of people getting it. Then you're rolling over. And so, you know, as I said, with this high-speed testing, we just have to get that online. It's coming online quickly. You're going to probably see those reports tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. A little more volatility. I'm hopeful that the week after next, or maybe even the next week, things will really settle down. So anyway, we'll see. Now, you're coming on in the morning.
Yes.
From 6 to 8:30, right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, I will certainly do my best to chime in with anything that, that I can offer.
Yeah, it's, you know, funny. The places that are experiencing this are the places that are packed urban areas. California, Illinois just joined California, New York, and pretty much closing everything down. I don't see a need for that here. Our corona caseload in Alabama is still below 100. It's flattened out over the last couple of days. There's just three here in Montgomery. If people just keep their distance, as the weather warms, I think we'll see this, you know, start to go in the other direction. And let me ask you this. When it does, whether it's in a week or two or a little bit longer than that, do you foresee an explosive rebound?
No, I really do. First of all, there's a difference between, you know, bringing the economy back online versus what stock prices are going to do. Those two things kind of sometimes trade separate from one another. It's interesting to me. You look at a number of the companies that got really hit super bad. I mean, incredibly hard. Most of those would be travel and leisure. Early on, they got hit and just kept getting pounded unmercifully. They had pretty good action today. That meant many of those big names were up anywhere from 10% to 20%.
Good.
So that's an encouraging sign, you know, because these companies are getting, I mean, down to the raw, to the bone, you know, yeah, of the company. And so I do think that as things start to get better, you're going to see a pretty quick turnaround. Particularly with stocks. Stocks are a great discounter of information. You can get your cue from them, no doubt about it. And so, you know, I'm optimistic, but I do think that we're probably looking at a couple of weeks. I'm no expert, but that's just kind of what I feel, what I'm sensing.
All right. Now, another thing that you can do during this period, instead of sitting around worrying, talk to somebody like Brandt, the incredible people at McDonald and Hagen. Talk about what you might be doing when this dies down and we go back and resume our lives so you can start planning. Some people may be nervous right now. Some people like me in the past would say, God, I wish I had done this or that. Well, you know how life is. We don't know what it's going to be or when it's going to happen. There's always a thing that comes around every so often that affects everybody in a negative way, and those that weather these kinds of situations are those that have a nest egg, that have been setting something aside. So here's an opportunity in the middle of all this to make a commitment to yourself, your family, that you're going to be ready for the next one that comes along, and these are the people that can help you grow that money to be there just in case. So jot the number down, call them. You'll be opening it on Monday, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
387-0094. And take action. That's how you start to feel better about everything, when you are proactive. Don't let fear drive your bus. This is a great country. It's going to come roaring back from this thing. And wouldn't it be nice to go along for that ride? So Call now. Get something discussed in the works so you're ready when it does. 387-0094 McDonald and Hagen Brandt. If you have a minute, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, buddy. Sounds good.
Take care.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right. I'm going to use the word I don't like to, but you're going to hear the definitive asshole here with NBC's Peter Alexander asking Trump a ridiculous question today.
You say the Americans were scared, though. I guess nearly 200 dead, 14,000 who are sick, millions, as you witnessed, who are scared right now. What do you say to Americans who are watching you right now who are scared?
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say. I think it's a very nasty question, and I think it's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people. The American people are looking for answers, and they're looking for hope. And you're doing sensationalism, and the same with NBC and Comcast. I call it Comcast. Let me just ask for whom you work. Let me just say something. That's really bad reporting.
You're the head of the task force. Mm-hmm. You've seen the numbers. You've spoken to average Americans. You're a former governor. What do you say to Americans right now who are watching and who are scared?
I would say do not be afraid. Be vigilant. All the experts tell us that the risk of serious illness to the average American for the coronavirus is low. But we need every American to put into practice the president's coronavirus guidelines, 15 days to slow the spread.
That was great. And because what the reporter was doing with that question, do they ask those kinds of questions? What do you tell to scare when 200 people die in a plane crash or an accident or something like that? Did anybody go to the White House and ask them, you know, the flu season starting, 30,000 people will die? What do you tell them? Wash your hands. Follow the guidelines. We do that year-round to try and reduce our chances of getting sick from anything. That is patent fear-mongering, and Peter Alexander's a jagoff.
They both did really good at keeping their composure.
That's what you want to see in a leader. And that's what he is. And the, of course, early on, before things started to settle in, and you know, it takes a little time to get a team together. He got his task force together, and they've been out there every day. He has used every power at his grasp to facilitate, to cut rules that do nothing but get in the way of getting aid to people and sick people.
Well, that's just it. He's doing a pretty good job, so his approval numbers are, at him.
So now that, and the media, let's be realistic here. The media is using this. This is the one that's going to end his presidency. Yeah, because you want Joe Biden, who doesn't even know what state he's in half the time, running the show right now. But he wouldn't be running the show. The deep state would be running the show.
And he'd just be a figurehead. You're exactly right.
When there's a virus out here going all around and you're worried about that, you know what I'm saying? Worry about the real issues. I mean, have the people come together.
They wouldn't even give Joe Biden the football. They'd give him the fake briefcase.
Here's another great thing you can do. Sunday morning from 11 to 1, Jan's Beach House.
Yeah.
The David Brewer Singers will be serving praise and worship music from Jan's back porch, and you can drive through and enjoy.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's way to go.
Jan's Beach House. I love the place. I've been over there a bunch of times, and the food's great. So there you go. You can go pick up a meal and listen to the Dave Brewer Singers from the back porch. That's a Mayberry thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I absolutely love that. It's 5:15. Jason.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
All right, Jason, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I think Trump glanced over at the dial and just got pissy.
And nobody heard anything you said. Dick.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now. Now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hello, Central Alabama. The uncertainty and chaos brought about by this coronavirus is a first for me and probably for you too. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, and I want to share with you a resource that might really help bring you and your family comfort during these challenging times. BibleGateway.com is a free resource that I use all the time, and it is easy and free. Just three easy steps will have you reading God's incredible promises for you. Number one, go to BibleGateway.com. Number two, choose your favorite version of the Bible. I usually choose the NIV. Number three, type in a word like peace or joy or love and hit enter. Then you can enjoy reading about what God says about your chosen word. Now, none of us fully understand all the verses in the Bible, but I promise you that God's word provides more peace and joy and comfort in times of trouble than any other resource. So, click away and be safe.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The Alabama Department of Public Health says the number of people in the state diagnosed with COVID-19 is now up to 81. In our area, there are 3 confirmed cases in Montgomery County. There are 5 confirmed cases in Elmore County, and Lee County has 10 cases. The River Region United Way is lending a helping hand to nonprofit groups who are helping in the emergency response to COVID-19. The United Way has created a $200,000 community COVID-19 relief fund. The fund will help support 501c nonprofits that are helping support basic needs and health and wellness efforts during the virus emergency. The United Way will be awarding $2,500 grants to those nonprofits across the River Region and in the Wiregrass. Nonprofits have until April 1st to apply for the grants, which will be awarded on April 15th. And Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has announced that the deadline for filing income taxes has been moved from April 15th to July 15th. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes on the way as a cold front works through the state tonight. Showers and thunderstorms out ahead of it are likely. Our overnight low temperature tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow will be a cooler day. High temperature up to about 74. Risk of a few leftover showers early in the day, but we should dry out later on. On Sunday, the high temperature will only be in the 60s, but showers and thunderstorms become likely again by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night into Monday. The pollen count in the high range through tomorrow, but then medium on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, Rosie has new numbers on the number of corona cases here in Alabama. Yes, let's go over this real quick.
Our virtual producer, Mark Cumby, sent us...
yes, he is.
...sent us a report, and it's 106 cases, no deaths, greatest concentration in Jefferson, Shelby, and Lee counties. They all have Jefferson has 50. That's the greatest. And then Lee has 11. Shelby County has 10. Montgomery still has 3. Elmore has 6.
Well, there was a teacher in Elmore that tested positive.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a situation there that could grow a little bit.
Otago's not even listed on this list. I don't know why, but
maybe they
may
have
not
any.
Have any.
Yeah.
The worst part about the teacher, she worked for numerous schools. Yeah. Right. So she went around.
I wonder how the teacher got it. That again, you know, where does ground zero begin with some of these?
I'm sure they've tracked it, you know.
Well, the ones in Jefferson County, you got to figure there's an airport there in
Absolutely.
Birmingham, so we'll see some more there. But
yeah.
I was kind of shocked at the amount in Elmore County. But again, like Seth was saying, if that teacher was somewhat of a ground zero, then she's all around anyway.
But no deaths.
No.
And even
no deaths.
50 cases, what's the population of Birmingham in that area? About 400,000?
Yeah.
A lot of people.
All right. So that's less than 1%, less than 0.01% of the population. And again, no deaths.
No deaths.
And people are worried about Italy. Italy is full of a bunch of very touchy-feely, family-oriented people, you know, and
it's also an example of how political correctness kills, because what were they worried about over there? The same thing, that son of a bitch. That mother NBC reporter. What do you say to all the scared Americans? Grow a pair and do what you're supposed to do. In
Have you
Italy...
met any scared Americans here lately, Greg?
No, I've met a lot of people with common sense who are prepping and doing what they can.
Right.
But a woman of some position in Italy was worried. And this is what this prick at NBC is worried about and a lot of the other a-holes in the media. Political correctness, feelings being hurt. They're making up crap like Chinese people are being singled out in the streets and getting beaten up because the virus started there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not happening. That is not happening. People with MAGA hats are getting attacked, but the media looks the other way. Well, you know, you certainly understand you triggered them. You had every right to have your ass kicked. Bunch of crap is what it is. This woman said, started a program. I'm not making this up. Go Google it if you want. Hug a Chinese so you feel welcome here. Yeah, touchy-feely. Mm. Hug a Chinese. And now they've had 4,000 deaths in Italy. Political correctness kills.
But isn't that political correctness, if you say go hug a Chinese, isn't that racism?
They don't know their own racism.
I mean, that's what kills me.
It's such garbage. Mary Ann.
And you look so good today, Greg.
Yes, he does. Yeah. And his hair is on
his
point.
Hair looks great.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Good afternoon, Eddie. Good afternoon, Seth. Good afternoon, Rosie.
Good afternoon.
Mary Ann, you're such
a
saint.
Well, I'm just sitting on the front porch listening to you guys on my little AM, FM radio, watching the azaleas bloom.
Nice.
Feeling the breeze.
It's good for
you. You know, the good old stuff.
Yeah, I was just outside. I was enjoying that.
Okay. Yeah. Greg, I have a request.
Yes?
How about shaving cream?
You know what? I'll dedicate it to Peter Alexander.
Yeah, remind him to wash his hands and sing happy birthday.
Well, he's also full of shaving cream, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where did I put that guy? Because we don't want to make light of the situation. He's on one of these pages. I'm going to find him. It's this guy.
Gotta get the bread and milk.
Yeah. I love that guy.
Gotta get the bread and milk.
I went to Food Outlet this morning. I've done that.
Good for you.
Yeah, and the girls, when I spoke up, I said, man, your boss, Danny, sounded so good on the radio. They all went, he was on the radio? I said, yeah, you didn't hear him?
he sure was. He did a darn good job.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Too.
Yes, he did. Greg, I love you guys. Y'all have a good weekend, okay?
Get
out and plant something.
Well, don't forget, we'll be on the air tomorrow from 6 to 8:30.
No, right. I'm going to be up listening.
Good deal.
Woo-hoo. Glad to hear that. Thank you so much.
Enjoy yourselves, okay?
You too.
We're working on it.
With all this hand washing I've been doing, I realize that I don't really know the right way to sing happy birthday.
Kind of fade out?
Yeah, I just kind of do it 2 or 3 times. I'm like, all right, this is good.
I'm looking.
I don't know whose birthday it is.
Happy birthday to
him. I'm looking for him. I'm looking for him in the system here.
The soap here smells so good.
Gloves and soap.
That's right.
Where the hell did I put him?
Should be under F for funny.
I know. Maybe I need a new filing system.
Have you tried to do a decimal? We got to go old school.
They said the coronavirus is coming. I got to get the gloves and soap. I got to get the gloves and soap. I got to sing happy birthday while washing my hands for 20 seconds. Whose birthday is it? They said the coronavirus is coming. I got to get the gloves and soap. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are there germs in here? How do I drive? Oh, my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I got to get the gloves and the soap. Oh, my God.
But so our corona tip of the day is don't be like him.
Maybe that reporter saw that and said, ooh, there's a typical American.
That's what they're acting like.
Right. When this is, my friend, is sarcasm. You smell that? That's sarcasm.
And
you
know, I go to a gas station a lot, and the people there are doing the rules correctly, and they're got lighthearted about it, but they stay away.
That's right.
They stay away. Oh, there's a bunch of elbow nudging going on. Everybody's washing their hands.
It's just...
You know what? The media continuously underestimates this country at a level that really... frost my pajamas.
Oh, me too.
Some people have used to say.
But, you know, you can always accept that as they are always challenging us to step up, Greg.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't because we're better than that, and this shows it.
Yeah.
This just in, Rich Thomas will call in tomorrow morning.
Yay!
So woohoo! Phone should be busy tomorrow.
Yeah.
I expect that time is going to go by very quickly. 6 to 8:30 live. Georgia Floors Direct, another place. It's so big, you can't help but keep social distance in place.
That's true. Very true.
They recently absorbed a flooring company that went out of business, and they have below wholesale on hundreds of room remnants and all types and styles of flooring. And again, it's maybe one of those things you can't get to in your regular busy life, but if you're working for home or have time, by the way, you don't have to spend a dime. They do 12 months good as cash for qualified customers. So you can get the floor done and have it ready and then take time to pay it off. They have their own team of installers, so they guarantee 100% customer satisfaction. That's Georgia Floors Direct. There's a reason why they've been a flooring destination for half a century and will be for the next half a century, because they're great at what they do. It's an idea that's worked and will continue to work. GFD. Look up Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook and like them. All right, we have several calls. Redheaded Savage, Jason. It better not... Because I don't want that man on my show ever again. Find somebody else to haunt, to bring your genius wisdom to. It's 529.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Mostly moderate traffic all over the area right now. Some congestion on the East South Boulevard, Troy Highway in front of Baptist. Congressman Dickinson and 231 to Wetumpka. We got a few cars there. Everywhere else, everybody's rolling along at the speed limit. No accidents into us to report to you. Nice afternoon to be out on the roads. Drive carefully, be safe, and buckle up. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence does best. Training is what makes the system work, and Vicky is the best. Call Invisible Fence, 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperidge Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
FM, WACV. That'll be something we'll probably chat at least a little bit about tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Is how people are, you know, using. Look, at Thanksgiving, this past Thanksgiving, they did a study that said we can stand our families for about 2.4 days.
Ooh, that's.
At Thanksgiving, because we're confined. You got a whole day where pretty much everything is closed.
Well, and Thanksgiving, around that time, too, there was still election irritability, politics irritability. So, yeah.
Well, thank God the president has done the job he's done, because what's there to talk about? He's obviously the leader we need at a time like this.
I'm glad
Isn't
I'm single.
Isn't that right, Jason?
I'm glad I'm single, because if I wasn't, I would be after all this.
Why?
Our most electrifying story of the day, it's the same one we did this morning. I'll see if Rosie can remember. Let's take a call. We go first to the stunning redheaded savage.
Hello. How are y'all this afternoon?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's my personal opinion that Elmore County has the cases it has because of the casino. I used to work there, and we got a lot of Georgia. Yeah, we got a lot of people from Georgia.
That's right.
That liked that location, and Georgia was a hotbed for it. And I know, I'm pretty sure the rumor mill told me last week that some of the confirmed cases were casino-related.
That's a good point. I didn't even consider that. Yeah.
Well, the other point is the people in Elmore County won't stay home. I just passed Lowe's not even 2 minutes ago, and it's packed out. Now, you tell me what is an emergency at Lowe's. The latest plants for your garden bed, or, I mean, I can't understand. So they're all packed in Lowe's. They won't stay home. They're going in all the stores. Elmore County, I see very little difference in the amount of traffic every day.
Oh.
I mean, what we don't want to see is a ghost town.
Right.
Because, but... You know, if the social distancing can be practiced, that's why, you know, you got Prattville Farm Center, which is big, wide, and open in Autauga County on Highway 31. Fitzpatrick Nursery out east, about 25 minutes on 110 from Vaughn and Taylor. Mm-hmm. Those are places you can go and get a lot of things for your garden and all that stuff without coming into contact.
And they will do curbside service,
yes,
too.
Yes, they will. That's right. Prattville
Farm
Center.
Or bring it to you.
And
deliver.
By the way, if you need dog food, stuff like that, dog treats, they've got it all at both at Prattville Farm.
Well, see, that's the common sense approach to supporting small businesses. I'm still going through my McDonald's drive-thru and supporting them every morning and getting a coffee. But, you know, to crowd into these stores the way they're doing, I just personally don't think it's smart. It's kind of like the parents who... They got out of school and they all ran down to the beach. They couldn't, I mean, the government was giving their family a chance to stay healthy. And instead of doing what was advised, everybody's just doing careless things. Now, I'm not saying hide in your house and live in fear of your life every second of the day. I'm certainly not doing that. I'm still working. But I just see people every day out here doing foolish things.
And that's true. There will always be those with a lack of common sense.
We may
that is correct.
We may see a small spike now that the spring breakers are back from the beach.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And back in their homes. So
Right.
About that.
Thank you for taking my call. Just my opinion. I just wish people would use better common sense.
Brenda Savage, we appreciate your opinion here.
We love
always
you.
A good call.
Thank you.
Oh, I love you guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
She's a goddess, no doubt.
Yes.
Jason.
All right, this is a different Jason, and this Jason happens to love our president. And can you imagine if Hillary Clinton was in office right now during this?
God.
We would probably be under martial law.
I agree.
Because they always say never let a good crisis go to waste.
That's exactly right.
That in and of itself is insane.
I just posted that article about how California in particular is giving us a preview of what a socialist or a communist society is like, where you're waiting, waiting, waiting. In America, bread waits for you. But
think about all the places in America that are almost third world. They've been run by Democrats last 50 and 60 years, and these people still don't get it. I mean, look, I have a high school education. And I get it. I don't see how they can continue to vote for Democrat/socialist/communist and expect that their life is going to get any better. You've been doing it all your life, and you still get the same thing. Isn't that the definition of insanity?
Yeah, and all we've seen with all these great programs and ideas is we've grown. The areas that were bad in 1965 when the war on poverty was started are worse now than they've ever been. And look at Baltimore. The president said, geez, 200 people have been killed between Baltimore, Chicago, and New Orleans over the last... Where's your concern for them? You know,
After Trump gets reelected, honestly, I think he will probably go down as one of the greatest presidents that this country has ever seen.
And so, we are watching globalism die before our very eyes.
Yep.
Yes, isn't that amazing? Hey, can I make a request?
Yeah, we got time for maybe one.
Okay. All right, I need you to take one for the team and play Suck It Up.
That is my
absolute favorite. I love it. I hate that you're the butt of that one, but it's so good.
I will have to do some math here and figure out if we have time to play.
But if you don't, if we don't, we'll play it in the morning.
There you go,
Jason. Ooh. I'll remind him.
You look good today, man.
Yes, you do.
Chris.
We love that hairdo.
I do, I'm telling you.
How are y'all doing this afternoon? It's how y'all sound like y'all having a ball and a half.
We're trying,
man.
But, yeah, me and my father's been supporting Food Outlet here in Millbrook lately, and I got some stuff yesterday afternoon, and he got some 3 loaves of bread this morning and all. But here lately at work, we've cut down to a low teen, and everybody else was allowed to take off because of their family situation and are watching kids and whatnot. But mm-hmm. I showed them the video of having to sing happy birthday from Vic and all the time. So I called my immediate supervisor, Melissa, since she was off watching the kids, and I told her everything's fine. We're spraying down the office and everything real good. And well, I can't count the number of times we've sung happy birthday, but we're doing good.
I'm glad to know that, and I appreciate the call and using Food Outlet, man. They've been spectacular.
That one in Millbrook is awesome.
They are.
I went the other afternoon, you know, everybody had their carts packed. I mean, they were shopping like crazy, so they're doing good.
We appreciate the call.
Y'all have a good weekend, and we'll listen to you in the morning.
Good deal.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks,
man.
Thanks.
We are going to have a big audience tomorrow morning. I'm so excited about that.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right. One of the casualties of the coronavirus is the print edition of Playboy magazine.
That is me when I got home.
Yeah, they're stopping the print publication. It'll be online only.
The articles are amazing.
They are.
Like you can
learn
read.
So much. There's a scene in Andy Griffith where Andy and Barney are in the junkyard and they're looking for something, a letter that got lost or whatever. And Andy's poking through the trash and he picks up a magazine. It's obviously Playboy because it's got a centerfold. I was shocked when I first saw this on Andy Griffith. And he opens it up and says, "That girl ought to be ashamed of herself." And he closes up the centerfold in the magazine and says, "Who would read something like this?" And it was Barney's name on the... You bet, buddy! Nip it in the bud!
Barney was a closet freak. I don't know if y'all knew that, but...
But he is the... You know, Barney would be today's social fascist because... Anytime he had just an iota of power.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Full of himself.
Remember, he arrested the whole town.
Bossing people around.
He arrested the whole town one time. He lived in that, I can't think of who ran the house, the boarding house they lived in. And he had his one little burner.
Yeah, it's called Up in Barney's Room. Mrs. Mendelbright.
Yeah, there you go.
Mrs. Mendelbright. This is a 75-watt bulb. You are afraid of the dark. God only knows what else Mrs. Mendelbright saw in that room. The lights are out. So that's just as much a part of this situation as any other piece of information. Mr. Electric, by the way, is up and running. So if you need something done, don't hesitate to call. You never have to think about who to call because Mr. Electric has a team of certified master electricians, the very, very best. When you need work done, if you want a checkup on your house, call them. Have them come out. Get that done if you're in a period of downtime. They always assess what needs to be done, give you an upfront price. That is what you pay. And when they make an appointment to do the work, that's the time your doorbell will ring. They have the ultimate business model. Mr. Electric, 245-1566, 245-1566, or visit MrElectricOfMontgomery.com.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
O'Reilly. This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Hi,
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The River Region United Way is lending a helping hand to nonprofit groups who are helping in the emergency response to COVID-19. The United Way has created a $200,000 community COVID-19 relief fund. The fund will help support 501c nonprofits that are helping support basic needs and health and wellness efforts during the virus emergency. The United Way will be awarding $2,500 grants to those nonprofits across the River Region and in the Wiregrass. Nonprofits have until April 1st to apply for the grants, which will be awarded on April 15th. The Alabama Department of Public Health says the number of people in the state diagnosed with COVID-19 is now up to 81. In our area, there are 3 confirmed cases in Montgomery County. There are 5 confirmed cases in Elmore County, and Lee County has 10 cases. And Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has announced that the deadline for filing income taxes has been moved from April 15th to July 15th. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes on the way as a cold front works through the state tonight. Showers and thunderstorms out ahead of it are likely. Our overnight low temperature tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow will be a cooler day. High temperature up to about 74. Risk of a few leftover showers early in the day, but we should dry out later on. On Sunday, the high temperature will only be in the 60s, but showers and thunderstorms become likely again by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night into Monday. The pollen count in the high range through tomorrow, but then medium on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, I did the math. We've jibber-jabbered too much to play Suck It Up. And Mike doesn't want to hear Suck It Up. We were talking during the break about the dilemma. I'm so thrilled that I will be celebrating 15 years here next month, unless it's coroned out.
We'll still be celebrating you, though.
And Mike's been with me that whole time. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And he's heard a lot of this stuff 5,000 times. But we have new people that come into town all the time. I meet new listeners who just within the last few weeks or month, Food Outlet, that happened when I was there after the morning show on, I think it was Monday. A new listener came up and said hello. And they haven't heard this stuff. It's still new to them. What a dilemma I have. Biloxi Gambler is on the line.
Well, we can't call it Biloxi Gambling anymore. They closed all them things down.
Yeah, well, there is a social...
Well, I started canceling trips back in January because of the norovirus.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that was... So I'm really very fortunate. I was born lucky. Because, you know, I would have probably gotten exposed to corona, and I may have corona. I don't know. I think I got a sore throat, but that's because of the pollen, and every sore throat's not.
Yeah, the timing of the pollen season with this is interesting, to say the least.
It is. It's confusing.
It's going to necessarily confuse a bunch of folks.
It is. I hadn't got tested. I'm not going to try to get tested. I don't have a fever, so I don't have a cough.
They don't want to test you unless you meet the symptom criterion.
Hey, so you're going to be on in the morning, 6 to 8:30.
Yes, sir. Are you Sunday gonna be as well.
On Sunday morning?
Yes.
I'm not going to get nothing done.
After 8:30.
Everybody knows not to call me or bother me. I'm listening to the radio. That's the radio call. Okay. But no, that's good though. I'm glad you're doing that, and that's a good thing. And of course I'll be listening. I ain't missed a word yet.
Here's
a
story
the
just
entire
in.
Time you've been on, and before that. So
here's a story just in: a member of Vice President Mike Pence's office has tested positive for corona. But they're not freaking out.
Really? They're calm.
Yeah, they're handling it like grown adults.
Wow.
Well, I think if you're not, you know, have an underlying health condition or you're not elderly,
those are the people we need to be concerned with. Mm-hmm. By the way,
it's like me. I'm trying not to get it because of my mom.
Yeah.
You know, my mom, she's 85. Okay. So, and I'm her lifeline. That's the main reason I don't want to get it. I think if I got it, maybe, you know, I've had the flu before. I'll probably survive it.
Hey,
maybe.
You know what? If you needed help for your mom, if you did get sick, you call us.
Yeah.
We will find you help.
Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate that. We all are family, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I'll let you move on to something else.
Thank you.
Thank you, bud.
Yeah, the celebrities, they're going to cure Corona by singing the song Imagine, which is nothing more than John Lennon's monument to communism. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Because everything is equal. It's... Hyla.
Hi. I'll just let you know that, Otago doesn't have anything. Who knows why? But my grandchildren, my grandchildren, I'm 65. My husband had a triple bypass in July. And so for the last couple of days now, and it'll continue until whenever, they have decided that grandma and grandpa have to be in isolation. So we sit at home, and I pout because I can't see my grandchildren. I can't see my four-year-old great-grandson because, that's how they look at it. And I'm one of those ones originally said, big flapping deal. Mm-hmm. It's a virus. We'll get over it.
Can you
when it affects your children and grandchildren, it hurts.
Yeah, no, I understand. And it's just like our previous caller, Biloxi Gambler, said. His dilemma is his mom is 85, and he does not want to be the person that gets her sick because she's in the high-risk group.
Right.
But you're not taking that decision personally, I hope.
It just hurts.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does.
It just hurts, and I understand, and even though Grandma has always been the one who stands there and looks at the kids and say, don't worry about it, everything will be fine. And I am worried. I mean, of course, I don't want anything to happen to my husband. He can't afford to be around any of it, so I understand that.
And yeah, I mean,
the grandkids remind me that Mom or Grandma, both of them say it, grandchildren and grandchildren say, you're 65, almost 66. You're in that group, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, sure. I know. I understand.
Do you have FaceTime on your phone? Stuff like that you can stay in touch with?
Yeah. And it just, we're used to be able to hug the kids, and my great-grandson runs around and slaps the tar out of me and has a lot of fun on the weekends. And I told the kids that, well, when this is all over, we're having a party, and
that's what you
I'll
do.
Have the pool done, and we're going to have fun.
And from my mouth to God's ears, I don't think it's going to be all that long, Hyla. You take good care. We're going to be here through the whole thing 7 days a week. Reach out if you need to talk, okay? I got to go.
I'll be listening tomorrow.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'll come back for a quick goodbye and a few.
Hello, Central Alabama. The isolation and uncertainty we are all experiencing during these unique times can really get any of us down and feeling very lonely. I want to assure you that you are not alone. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and I want to tell you today that number one, God loves you. And subsequently, number two, God's people love you. And I mean it. Local churches are providing resources during these trying times to help you draw closer to God and to other people. First of all, many churches are sending out daily devotionals, including children's activities. My church home website is landmark.church, and there you will find information and other resources. You can also go to the Landmark Church Facebook page and get encouraging messages and devotionals. Secondly, the Landmark Church, along with many other churches, are live streaming their weekly worship services. Landmark will be live streaming ours at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and it will be encouraging to you and your family. So, until you can actually meet with a church family, know that you are not alone. God bless you, and be safe.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m. Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Yeah,
As we head toward 6 o'clock, we've got a couple of accidents that are working. I-85 northbound at Union Street. If you're merging from 65 to 85, not long after you make that merge, you're going to have an accident in front of you. We're not seeing a lot of backup on the maps. We're thinking that they may have it out of the way or on the shoulder of the road, but be advised it's there. Also, on the East Boulevard, just up from the Troy Highway in front of the Walmart Supercenter, we have an accident there. Please watch out for emergency vehicles on the scene. Buckle up, drive carefully. Elsewhere around the city, we've got moderate traffic right now. Be safe out there on this Friday night. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theaters at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Amazing how it times out. Eric was on the line. We really don't have time to take any more calls, but he asked for something that we do have time for, and the timing of this request is interesting. Listen carefully.
I have a bone to pick with you.
Well, I'm off to the fair city of your burger. I'll bring you a hot dog on Sunday.
Please, bring me a wiener.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Did you ever have a Vienna wiener?
No, I had a Chinese wiener one time.